Great to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mierke, and this is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to American band Red Hot Chili Peppers and the song Behind the Sun from their 1987 album The Uplift Mofo Party Plan, or from the 1992 Best Of compilation What Hits, which is where I discovered the song. I first became aware of the Red Hot Chili Peppers when I saw them briefly on a movie called Tough Guys from 1986, starring Burt Lancaster and Kurt Douglas. I recall them looking kind of crazy playing their funk rock live in a nightclub scene, but it is an image that has stayed with me, whereas I don't recall anything further about the movie itself. I didn't really spend any time searching them out, but was really impressed by the music I was hearing from them in the late 80s and early 90s. I think that it started with their awesome cover of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground from their 1989 album Mother's Milk, as well as the other single from that album, Knock Me Down. With singles Breaking the Girl, Give It Away, Under the Bridge and Suck My Kiss, all coming from 1991's Blood Sugar Sex Magik, I was a confirmed fan. In fact, this is why I happened to buy the 1992 compilation album What Hits. I was keen to hear some of the earlier tracks, and the CD also contained a number of the singles that I've just mentioned. Upon multiple listens, it was the track Behind the Sun which pricked my ears the most. I've since found that there is an interesting story to the song. Apparently the band had originally wanted to release it as a single back in 1987, however the label refused to release it because they felt it was too melodic and didn't represent the band's sound. Another interesting fact is that the song has only been performed one time in 1987, with Flea explaining in an interview that the band wasn't pleased with how it sounded live. The band eventually got what it wanted, and the song was then released as a single in 1992 to promote What Hits. The song charted well in a number of countries and is the only one that contains original Chili Pepper guitarist Hillel Slovak. Fans will know this unfortunate story, but Slovak died of a heroin overdose in 1988. I've read both vocalist Anthony Kiedis' biography and bass player Flea's autobiography. Neither hold back on harrowing times. The Kiedis book, which continues further through the Chili Pepper career, is at times relentlessly shocking. Somehow they have come through it all and are still performing to an adoring audience wherever they tour. Musically, they have travelled an enormous distance. No doubt, there will be more to come. Here is an early one from the band. To me, it sounds like they were really having fun. This is Behind the Sun by US band The Red Hot Chili Peppers from their 1987 album, The Uplift Mofo Party Plan.
My behind the sun.